contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. What an awesome honor and privilege it is once again to be here in this radio station, you know, on this broadcast, to share with you and the love of God. Every time I come here in this hour, you know, I'm over here, I just think of how honored I am. And in that, you know, I just fellowship with my Father in heaven and say, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because it's a humbling experience, and what it does for me is it just draw me closer and closer and closer to Him. And as I draw nigh to Him, and the more I fellowship with Him, the more I commune with Him, the more I commune with Him, the more the eyes of my understanding is enlightened. And I'm being filled with the knowledge of His will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It just draw me near and closer, you know, to Him, to commune with Him. And boy, in communing with Him, man, I'm coming more and more to the knowledge of what this thing is really all about. Boy, our Father in heaven, man, just want to hang out with you. He just want to fellowship with you. He just want to be with you. He want to be in you. He want a relationship with you. He wants you to know Him. And the love that's in Christ Jesus. Everything is a means to that end. I believe that with my heart. That everything is a means to one end. And that one end is, boy, God fellowshipping with His children. It's on earth just like it is in heaven. And the dwelling place of God is with His children. Boy, they're just walking and talking and communing, and we can't even, I say our eyes ain't seen, our ears ain't heard. The things that our Father has in store for us. And everything that we're doing is a means to that end. That's what He's doing. He's drawing you closer to Him. You know, there's some scriptures in the Bible that clearly, you know, take us to that place, you know. Very familiar scriptures. That take us to what place, Arthur? To that place that you really have in Christ Jesus. Familiar scripture, like, hey, on the seventh day God rested from his works. That means God finished. First thing he did was decided what he wanted. Then he decided what he wanted made from. Then he spoke what he wanted to what he wanted it made from. And what he wanted came from what he wanted it made from. Exactly what he said. Say that again. First thing he did was decided what he wanted. That was in the everlasting. That was in eternity past. Then he decided what he wanted it made from. Then he spoke what he wanted. And he spoke it to what he wanted it made from. And what he wanted came from what he wanted it made from. Exactly what he said. That's the creative genius of our Father in heaven. Let me say something here. And he created us just like him. Sink in. And he created us just like him. Some more familiar scriptures. Jesus said, as I am, so are you. As the Father sent me, so send I you. The works that I do, shall you do also. And even greater works shall you do. Going back to the Father. When I go back, boy, the same anointing, the same spirit that was on the inside of me, going to be on the inside of you. And the works that I do, you're going to do too. And the life that I live, you're going to live too. And the way that I live that life, you're going to live that way too. How Jesus, you know what he said? Come follow me. You know where he ended up at, man, when they followed him? You know where he ended up at? Right back where he came from. Seated at the right hand of the Father, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might, far above every circumstance, situation, symptom. I don't care what you might be going through, boy, in your life, man. You can know that you 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 know that everything is all right. I could wish I could get people to. You don't have to allow those circumstances and situations and symptoms in life to dictate to you. The Bible says, awake to righteousness and sin not. We know, well, you know how all that, how you do all that, how you do that. The way he do that, man, is through your communion with him. Through your fellowship with him. That's why I say everything is a means to that end. He just want to talk with you. He just want to walk with you. He just want to live, man, not only in you, but with you. But what purpose, Arthur, man? So that boy be like looking into a mirror. You will see who you really are. Because when I say he decided what he wanted first, and then he spoke, then he decided what he wanted. It made from. Then he spoke what he wanted to what he wanted it made from. And what he wanted came from what he wanted it made from. Exactly what he said. The Bible says when he wanted you, he spoke to himself. The Bible says, he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And let them who man have dominion. What is my favorite scripture in the Bible? Over all the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth. And boy, I think the one I like, I don't know which one, I like all of them. those in that little verse from Genesis chapter 1, 26 to the end of there. But the next verse, man, it was, man, like I told you, boy, on the 7 day God rested. The next verse says, so God created, that's past tense, man in his image. In his image, created, past tense, he, them. Male and female, created. Male and female, created, he, them. And watch this. And God not going to bless them, not trying to bless them, not want to bless them. And God bless them. Hallelujah. And then told them, man, be fruitful, multiply, and make the whole earth just like it is in heaven. Ain't a devil in hell, ain't nothing, ain't nobody, ain't no nothing can alter that word that went forth out of his mouth. And when it's all said and done, baby, that is, whoop, that is, that's what it's going to be. You're going to be walking and talking with your Father with unbroken fellowship. See, right now, it's broken fellowship as you in. But can you imagine, man, being able to commune with him, man, in an unbroken fellowship, man? Your sin separated you from that. That's why he cleaned you up. That's why he cleaned you up. Because he know you can't clean yourself up. You can do the best you can. Like I say, you can dress a pig up, man, and everything else. At the end of the day, you're still a pig. You can put a suit on him and everything else. Shades, head on his head, shoes on his feet. You can make him stand up, man, on 2 feet, but he's still a pig. You look good. Now God want to commune with us. So he washed you white as snow. He loved you so. For what, Arthur? So that you could get past the gates of praise, past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise. What you mean, Arthur? Past your thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we look at life and the thing that you know in life and we say thank you, Jesus. When we think of his goodness and all that he done for us, you know, and all that he's doing for us. And man, you know, we acknowledge him and we say thank you, Jesus. And that's, man, that's a great thing, boy. Because I'm telling you, kings love to be praised and lifted up and honored and thought well of and loved. I'm talking about past that. Past the course of praise. Past your hallelujah. Pass your thank you, Jesus, and pass your hallelujah. All the way, hey, listen, and pass the gates of thanksgiving, pass the course of praise, pass the holy place. What's the holy place? That's all the thing that you do. That's your going to church. You know your services, all your things that we do for God. Past that, all the way behind, the Bible called it in the Old Testament, it was a veil that separated the people from that other place. They could come through the gates of thanksgiving. They could come through the courts of praise. They could come into the sanctuary, into the holy place. But they couldn't go behind the veil because that's where the Ark of the Covenant was. And that represented the presence of the Lord. They couldn't go behind there because, again, your sins have separated you. I need you to understand this, you know, man, you know, that on the seventh day, God rested. And even though your sins separated us, man, from him, let me tell you something. Unless the Lord build a house, your labor in vain. Baby, I come on this radio to tell you, man, that he got you. You want to come out of sin? You want to stop sinning, man? You know, and boy, wrap yourself up in the arms of your Father, man, and come running after him, man. Come and love him, man. Come hang out with him, man. Come boldly. You know, I'm telling you on this radio broadcast, you can come. I don't care who you are, what you've done, what the deal is. I don't care what it is. You can come by.